Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we have two guys that, they've been on Central Iowa Today many times. We've got the director of esports for Iowa Valley, Andrew Goforth, along with the head coach for the esports team at Marshalltown Community College, Nathan Rodemeyer. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, Zach. How about you?
I'm doing well. Nathan, how about you? Having a good Wednesday?
Having a great Wednesday, Zach.
Yeah, I appreciate both you guys always making time for KFJB. Nathan, I was telling Andrew before we came on air here, you wrote, a dissertation of how many things you guys won this year. I couldn't fit it all on one page because of how successful this fall semester was for you guys. So, Nathan, I'll just kind of give you the floor here. What is this? I see 10 national championships and one regional championship.
Yeah, that's right. So in August, we had 11 national championships in MCC Esports' repertoire. And in one season, we got 10 national championships, a regional championship, and 7 runners-up. So we almost doubled the amount of championships that we had in a single season, which was absolutely mind-blowing to us. And we even competed in some different avenues than we're used to, which we talked about back in October with the CKL win. So it's been an incredible season.
Yeah, Andrew, I know you're kind of taking on a little bit of a different role this year, but this MCC team, I mean, you guys truly have kind of built a monster right here in Central Iowa.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I think with my different role, I've been able to just spend a lot more time on esports in general, and that did help out. You know, we also did a lot of, hiring, right? So one of the things that we do is we made sure to bring in experts for all of these games, and I have kind of taken to managing those people, and, I would shout them all out, but there's too many. We basically got an expert for each of our games, and those people have been phenomenal for us.
Yeah, you know, every year, Andrew, you guys seem to add more titles. Like Nathan had said, you guys had some success in different ones this year. I see Marvel Rivals down on here. I see some Fortnite for National Junior College Athletic Association Esports Championships. I mean, Andrew, what's it kind of say to the program to be able to continue to expand and then see success in these new titles?
Well, you know, it really comes down to bringing in the right students and bringing in the right people. You know, Fortnite, I can speak to specifically, run by an alumni of ours, one of our, if not our best Rainbow Six player of all time, Jesus Silva. He's a Marshalltown native. He coached that team and won both formats that they competed in their first season, which was really awesome to see.
Yeah. So, Nathan, what is it like as the head coach? What's it like, you know, coming up with new titles? I mean, is it just really kind of, hey, which ones are players interested in? Or are you doing a little research ahead of time which ones you want to bring to the team?
It's a little column A, a little column B, but I would say it's mostly driven by student engagement and interest. You know, we play every game that the high school league offers by design, at least the ones that our league also offers. But then we do want to capitalize on those games that are really popular but are not offered at the high school level in the high school association. So Call of Duty, Fortnite are two great examples of that. The league is just adding Rivals at the high school level, and so we got on that a little bit early. And there's a handful of other games as well. But, you know, we definitely want to make sure that we're playing games that students are actively playing and want to be involved with, because if they're playing these games at home in their bedrooms or they've been playing them throughout their high school years without being on a team, we want to facilitate that. We want to provide a home for that. And, you know, like you guys were just talking, the success we've seen by being able to bring those students in has really expanded the program over the last few years.
Yeah, so let's talk about Fortnite. This is a new game that maybe we haven't talked about on air. So Nathan, can you just quick explain to our listeners what Fortnite is?
Yeah, you bet. So a lot of our listeners might be familiar with their kids or their grandkids or their nephews and nieces playing Fortnite online. And so you drop onto an island. There's 100 other people, and your team's trying to make it to be the last team standing, so to speak. In esports, it works a little bit differently in our league. Essentially, you go in with a partner, and there's another school that's on the island with you that is also two people. And those two people are just, you're just trying to rack up as many eliminations as possible, right? You're trying to take out as many other players as you can. And whichever team eliminates the most other players on the island wins the game. And it's a best of three format, and playoffs was a best of five. So it was a long series. But, you know, that's the way we operate it right now. It works really well for what it is. And it, again, it capitalizes on an incredibly popular game that's been around for almost a decade now.
Yeah, I do want it on record when I'm talking to you guys. I have two wins in Fortnite in my career, so I have seen the top.
Let's go. That's great.
Yeah, so let's not forget here. So we talked about we got 10 national championships. We also had quite a few runners-up too, Nathan. You want to just run through these runners-up, and can you just speak on maybe one that might have surprised you throughout the fall season?
Yeah, you bet. So the first thing that I'll note is that four of the runners-up were what we call a mirror match, which means that in the grand finals, it was Marshalltown Community College versus Marshalltown Community College. It was two of our own teams or our own players going against one another for the title, which Andrew and I, you know, as the director and head coach, we love to be in that position, right? You know, the individual students or teams, they might be sweating it because they want to be the player or the student or the team that wins. But when we get to that point, we're like, well, MCC is going to go home with the title. And so, you know, I always tell them that it's the victory lap, you know, whether they're playing Mario Kart or something else. You know, that's the analogy that we use. So those were all really impressive. Andrew touched on the Fortnite ones a little bit. Another one that I wanted to shout out, actually two of them. One is the Super Smash Brothers runner-up. So we took one and two in Super Smash Brothers 1v1. But the student, first semester freshman, Eli Kendall, he's a Williamsburg alumni, he had to run through an incredibly difficult bracket, and he went to the most intense game five last match point I've ever seen as a coach. And the pop-off for that was even bigger than when they actually won the title afterwards, right? So that was absolutely insane. And then the other one that I wanted to shout out was the regional runner-up in Call of Duty. So we competed in Division One this time in Call of Duty, which is the highest level of competition, and incredibly tough teams in there. And Luis and Miles went all the way to the regional, like I said, the regional runner-up, and then they placed third or fourth in the national tournament after that. And that was impressive to watch considering the newness of that title and how competitive Call of Duty is.
Yeah, and I see here it's Call of Duty Gunfight, which is kind of different than like your typical, I'm going to call it Slayer because I grew up playing like Halo. So
go ahead. Gunfight works, you spawn in, both teams spawn in with the same loadout or equipment, right? So they have the same guns and grenades and things like that. And then it's whoever can win the round, right? And so every single time you might have a shotgun one round, a sniper rifle the next round, SMGs the next round. And so it's really about being adaptable and being able to play with whatever the game throws at you at the start of each round.
Yeah, so Andrew, I want to come back to you. You know, again, in the director of esports role, you said you got to be, you know, do more esports this year, which I think is exactly what you want to do. But where did you see yourself as kind of, what was your role, or what did you kind of settle into? How did you really kind of guide the team?
I've gotten to the point where, you know, I spend a lot more time with team captains and managing managers. I mean, minus Nate, you know, so we contract out title experts for our teams. It's one of the things that has allowed us to elevate to the next level. And so I spend a lot of time, you know, these might be, you know, volunteer former players. These might be people that get a small stipend. They're from all over the country. We've got someone from North Carolina, someone from Arizona. So I work with them online. And, you know, I kind of help them manage the individual teams in the way that, you know, I kind of used to have more of a hand in. And so I kind of like have taken on more of a mentor role. And honestly, I think that that's worked out a lot. And then obviously, you know, this is primarily on the PC end, on the console end, you know, Nate and Max, they've been our mainstays forever. They have it really locked down. And that's how it's kind of manifest. But it's been really great. It's been really great for the students and the program.
It kind of sounds like really you're like, for lack of a better term, the athletic director for the esports program. I know Whitney Sowers is the actual athletic director for MCC, but kind of esports being a beast in itself, having multiple titles every semester, that's kind of what your role really is.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great analogy, Zach.
Okay. All right. We've tried to do the sports analogies a few times. I'm glad this one finally landed for us. Joined today with Nathan Rodemeyer, the MCC esports head coach, as well as Andrew Goforth, the director of esports for Iowa Valley. So, Nathan, tell me, what's on the radar then here this winter-spring semester?
So obviously, every time we get to the end of that long, long road, it's all about recharging the batteries. And so we, I almost got grumpy about it with telling the teams, like, you guys need to take a little bit of time away. But that's hard for these guys and girls to do because they're so driven. And so I think they all did take, maybe a couple hours, maybe a couple days off. But right now we're in the middle of, what we're calling, air quotes, open gyms, where it's practices that we're doing online while they're on break. Just getting them back into the routine of things. Some of the teams have really been playing a lot and doing scrimmages and coordinating a lot of their own game time. And so it's more of us just touching base with those coaches and those players because they're already still playing. And for others, it's saying, hey, we need to start looking ahead at this spring season. It'll be here before you know it. And we're always looking ahead, right? Whether it's looking at the next big thing for the project or for the program, or whether it's looking up at the next season of competition. So, once we get off this call here, I'm going to hop right into an online Mario Kart practice and make sure that those guys and girls are getting ready for this upcoming season.
Yeah. Real quick, Andrew, where can people go to watch you guys or learn more about MCC Esports?
So we are still live on Twitch, which is www.twitch.tv/esportsmcc. And then we also have a bunch of videos that we posted up on YouTube now. We also stream simultaneously on YouTube, and that is at the same address. So if you just search esportsmcc on YouTube, that will come up.
Awesome. Well, Nathan, Andrew, I appreciate you guys always giving KFJB all the time in the world. And also just building a monster here in Central Iowa with esports. So thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Zach.